Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. We're so glad to see you today. Today's topic is technology.
And the title of our lesson is, Which Computer Should I Get? Which computer should I get? Okay, Marie, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned that Linda's laptop broke. A laptop is like a computer that you can carry around.
Laptops are great. You can take them anywhere. Today, we will learn more about this. But first, let's read it with Marie. Here she is.
James thinks laptops are better and easier to use than tablets. Susie doesn't agree. She thinks tablets seem more modern than laptops. She also thinks touchscreens are better than keyboards. What do you think? Which type of computer should Linda buy? Laptops are more convenient, but desktop computers have bigger screens. Linda decides to buy a desktop computer.
There are so many choices to choose from. A laptop, a tablet, a desktop computer. Marie, out of these three, which would you choose?
I would choose a tablet. You can take your tablet wherever you go.
Yes, but I like what I said before. You can take a laptop anywhere you go.
True, but a tablet is much lighter. Well, we'll talk more about this after we visit Christina. Here she is to show us our keywords.
Hello, 今天大家热烈地讨论了时下的一些电子产品。James 觉得笔电比平板好用，可是 Susie 觉得平板比笔电还似乎更显得时髦新潮。动词 seem 就是似乎看起来怎么样。Susie thinks tablets seem better. Susie thinks tablets seem more modern. 形容词 modern 就是时髦新潮的。Linda 想要买新电脑，她应该买哪一种呢？ What type should she buy? 名词 type 就是种类。Taylor 觉得笔电比较方便。Laptops are more convenient.形容词方便的就是 convenient。可是 Linda 觉得桌上型电脑的萤幕比较大。萤幕是 screen。Desktop computers have bigger screens.
So Susie, are you going to buy a laptop?
I don't know. My tablet seems more modern than a laptop.
Maybe, but I think you should get a laptop.
Why?
Laptops are not only better computers, but also easier to use.
I don't agree. I think touchscreens are better than keyboards.
Okay, then you should keep using your tablet.
James and Susie are talking about computers in the office. James wants to know if Susie will buy a laptop.
Susie isn't sure yet. I think she really likes her tablet. Her tablet seems more modern than a laptop.
Seems. Well, this is a good word to talk about. Marie, you seem happy.
Well, Peter, that's because I am happy. Peter, you seem to love your job.
Well, that's because I do. I love teaching you guys. Well, let's make some more sentences, okay?The boy didn't seem interested in the game. The children seemed to be tired.
Great. Well, Susie's tablet seems more modern than a laptop. Modern. What does this word mean?
Well, let me give an example. Tablets are modern because they are the most recent kind of computer. Desktop computers...aren't so modern because they've been around for quite a few years.
That's right. The office should replace our old phones with more modern phones. modern technology has made it easier than ever to connect with people.
That's right. Well, tablets are modern and they are convenient. But James says to Susie, maybe, but I think you should get a laptop. And I think we should go to Christina. She can tell us more about this.
Susie 认为 tablet 平板比笔电要时髦新潮。James 虽然并不同意他以时髦与否来做选择的判断，不过他的回答方式是 maybe, but I think you should get a laptop. 或许吧，但我认为你应该要买一台笔电。所以这是很委婉地表达了不同的意思。先说 maybe, 或许吧，然后说 but, 但是。我们也来学学这种表达方式。比如我说某种品牌的电脑是最好的，你可以回答 maybe, but those are much more expensive. 或许吧，但是它贵多了。或者你觉得这个周末去湖边烤肉是最佳的选择，我回答 maybe, but the lake is far away. 或许吧，可是湖边好远哦。
Thank you, Christina. Peter, you should get a new phone. You've had it for a long time.
Well, maybe, but I think I will keep it for another year or so. You should get a new desktop computer. It's 5 years old.
Maybe, but I think it will last another 5 years. So, why does James want Susie to get a laptop?
He thinks laptops are not only better computers, but also easier to use.
I don't agree.
Well, you don't have to agree. We all have our opinions.
I don't agree. Peter, that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
I don't agree.
I don't agree. 我不同意你的说法。
Winter is better than summer.
I don't agree.
Bananas are better than apples.
I don't agree.
Soccer is better than baseball.
I don't agree.
We don't agree on anything.
I agree.
I don't agree.
I don't agree. 我不同意你的说法。
What a fun calendar phrase that was.
I agree. Well, Susie doesn't agree with James. She thinks touchscreens are better than keyboards.
Well, let's talk about this. If you have a smartphone or a tablet, then you can use a touchscreen.You touch the screen if you want to write an email or dial a phone number. But if you use a laptop or a desktop computer, then you use a mouse and keyboard.
Right. Touch screens are quite modern. They have been around for a few years. Now, before that, we all used keyboards. You know,It took me a while to get used to a touchscreen.
Well, some laptops do have touchscreens. I think we all have to get used to it. It's so different from a keyboard. When I first got my smartphone, it wasn't easy for me to use those letters. They were all really small, and my hands are kind of big.
Yes. Well, friends, before we learn more about this topic, let's take a short break.Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about technology today. And on a desktop computer or a laptop, we use something that's called a mouse.
A mouse? Like the animal?
No, it's connected to your computer.
Oh, that's right. a mouse. You move this with your hand to control the pointer on the screen, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll learn more about technology. Here's Conversation B.
Which type of computer would you buy?
A laptop. I think they're more convenient.
But I'm still worried about the battery.
New laptops have really good batteries. They last for hours.
I guess, but desktop computers have bigger screens.
Well, neither laptops nor desktop computers are perfect. Which type do you want?
I think I'll buy a desktop computer. Linda and Taylor are in the Jungle Cafe. Linda asks Taylor, which type of computer would you buy?
That's a great question to ask. Marie, which type of computer would you buy?
I would buy a tablet. Now, when we use the word type, we are talking about certain things or certain people.
Right. There are many types of birds in the zoo. Or what type of food would you like to eat?
So, which type of computer would Taylor buy? Great, she would buy a laptop. She thinks they are more convenient. Peter, what are some things that are convenient and why?
Well, if you're in the city, traveling by subway is convenient. It's fast and cheap, and it comes every 2 to 5 minutes. Also, the internet. The internet is convenient.
Yes, it is. You can shop on the internet without going to stores. You can even order plane tickets and plan your whole vacation. It's great.
Well, what other things do you think are convenient? Tell a friend about it. So, Taylor thinks a laptop is more convenient, but Linda is worried about the battery.
New laptops have really good batteries. They last for hours.
They last for hours. This is a great sentence. Let's go to Christina so she can teach us more about this. Hi, Christina.
说现在笔电的电池都很持久. They last for hours. 句尾的 for hours 表达可以持续好几个小时. 只用复数的 hours 虽然没有具体的说明是几个小时 但是它表示是好几个小时 类似的说法像是 I waited in line for hours 我排队等了好几个小时 She has practiced hard for months 她已经认真练习了好几个月 He has taken care of the lady for years 她已经照顾那位女士好多年了
Thank you, Christina. Well, you might study English for hours, or maybe you ride your bike for hours.
New laptops last for hours, but desktop computers have a bigger screen. Hey, if you're watching right now, you are looking at a screen. Maybe a computer screen, maybe a TV screen.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this a little more. At a movie theater, you watch a movie on a screen. If you use your smartphone or computer, you look at your screen.
But you shouldn't look at your screen too long. Your eyes might start to hurt and you could get a headache.
Well, neither laptops nor desktop computers are perfect.
Well, that's a great sentence. Let's practice a few more. Neither my mom nor my dad need a new car. Neither a monkey nor a tiger would make a good pet.
Well, Taylor is right. Neither laptops nor desktops are perfect. Peter, everybody uses some kind of computer, whether it's a laptop, a tablet, or a smartphone. You can do everything on these things, even read books. But I think it's important not to use these things all the time.
Right. Technology is great to have, but I think it's a good idea to take a break from them once in a while. Maybe read a book or actually talk to your friend. Don't just text them.
That's right. Or if you want to play a game on your phone, play a board game instead. Well, this was fun to talk about, but right now it's time for us to review those keywords. Here we go.
Let's look at the first keyword of the day. Seem. Seem. Linda seems sad today.
Modern. Modern. Computers are modern objects.
Type. Type. What type of cake do you want?
Convenient. Convenient. The MRT is a convenient way to travel.
Screen. Screen. My old phone's screen was too small. Okay, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lessons one more time.
So, Susie, are you going to buy a laptop?
I don't know. My tablet seems more modern than a laptop.
Maybe, but I think you should get a laptop.
Why?
Laptops are not only better computers, but also easier to use.
I don't agree. I think touchscreens are better than keyboards.
Okay, then you should keep using your tablet.
Which type of computer would you buy?
A laptop. I think they're more convenient.
But I'm still worried about the battery.
New laptops have really good batteries. They last for hours.
I guess, but desktop computers have bigger screens.
Well, neither laptops nor desktop computers are perfect. Which type do you want?
I think I'll buy a desktop computer.
I think most people know how to use a computer. Even children know how to use them, right?
Yeah, some children as young as 2 or 3 years old use these things like tablets. They use it to play games or to talk to their families. I think that is pretty amazing.
It is. Marie, do you remember when you first used a computer?
I do remember. I was in elementary school. My dad had just bought our very first desktop computer. I thought it was the greatest thing. In those days, there wasn't smartphones or tablets.
Well, did the desktop computer look similar to the desktop computers we have today?
No, not at all. It looked very different. The screen was pretty small. Now, computer screens come in all different sizes. It was also much bigger and heavier. These days, desktop computers are pretty light and thin.
Well, I think another difference is that computer screens are much clearer now. The ones many years ago were not so clear.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. A lot of young people who grew up using this technology teach the older people how to use these things. I know my grandparents didn't know how to use a computer until I taught them.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this little conversation, and I think it's time for another chit-chat. Jungle Chit-Chat.
Hey, James, are you still thinking about buying a tablet?
Yeah, or a laptop. I'm still thinking about which type to get.
Laptops are easier to use.
No, I disagree. Tablets have touchscreen.
True, and they look really cool.
Yeah, they seem more modern.
Or you could get a desktop with a big screen.
A desktop?
Yeah, and I can play video games and watch movies and invite my friends over.
Forget it, Ginger. I'm buying a tablet. Or a laptop.
Okay, just pick one and get it.
Okay, but which one?
People.
Bob, are you okay?
Charity. Hi. Can you pick up this sofa? I need help.
All right. I can't do it.
Oh, man, you need to exercise more, then you can be stronger.
I need to exercise more? You're the guy. You guys are supposed to be strong.
Well, your dad's a furniture mover. Didn't he teach you anything about moving and about...
Hey, I'm trying to help. Let's just stop arguing. All I know is that you can't. I can't. We can't. Oh, I need Super Sentence Man.
Yes, you need Super Sentence Man, and I am here.
Super Sentence Man, I'm trying to say something to Bob, but I don't know how.
I know. I realize maybe today's Super Sentence can help. Neither something nor something like this. Neither you nor I are strong enough to move this.
Yes, that is great. Neither you nor I are strong enough to move this.
Great. You know, I have an idea for the both of you. But first, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
All right. How about this? Neither a hamburger nor pizza sounds good.
Neither a hamburger nor a pizza sounds good. That means she doesn't want a hamburger or pizza. Great! Well, what about you?
Oh, okay. Neither Charity nor Super Sentence Man can dance like this.
Good, good. Neither Charity nor Super Sentence Man can dance like what?
Neither yeah. Charity nor Super Sentence Man want to dance like that.
yes, that was a super sentence. That was an interesting dance. Well, remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And now I must go.
Oh, wait, Super Sentence Man, can you move this sofa?
Oh, right. Here's my idea. You can move this sofa if you move it together.
Together.
So, Marie, of all the things you can do on a computer, what do you enjoy the most about them?
I think I would have to say talking to my family. When I travel or if I'm far away, I can video chat with my mom, dad, and my brother. How about you?
Well, I have to say I love playing games on them. They're a lot of fun. Well, whatever you do with technology, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.